world, this is the Know Your Place podcast, and I'm Charles Altendorf. This is episode 67. On this week's episode, I compare Skyline and Gold Star Chili's, a regional dish classic from Cincinnati. Stay tuned. Everybody, on this week's episode of the Know Your Place podcast, we're doing a very special episode. Thanks to the request from Alex Cool, one of the listeners, we are going to compare a culinary classic that is very regional. That's right, Cincinnati-style chili. And on the, we have the two major varieties. There's also two other ones, but these are the two major ones everyone's heard of. We have Skyline chili over here. In this case, and we have Gold Star over here. Now, because I'm a stingy bastard, I just bought little conies here, and we're gonna try out the chili side by side. I have tried both these before, but I've never eaten them side by side at the same time and really compared what they taste like. So a little bit of background for you. Skyline chili was started in 1949 by a Greek immigrant. His name was, let's see what it says on my computer here. His name was Nicholas Lambertidis, and he was originally working at a restaurant called Empress Chili, and there's actually a couple of those still left in Cincinnati, but I've never been there, and they're not, I wouldn't say they're as popular as Skyline or Gold Star. Well, anyway, he basically all Cincinnati chili kind of derives itself from having Greek spices, a little bit of which, like coriander, ginger, allspice, and chili powder with oregano and some tomato and ground beef. And I didn't get the onions and mustard on these that people typically get because I wanted to really try and taste the chili flavor. And as you can see, whatever dish you get with the Cincinnati chili on it, it will have a lot of cheese on it. And I'm trying to describe this for the listeners. They're basically little tiny hot dogs with chili sauce draped on them and some cheese on top of it. So what makes Cincinnati chili weird in one aspect is most places consider chili to be a soup. And this is not really a soup. It's more like a sauce. So, you know, I'm going to try and be more descriptive for the listeners who listen to this episode, although most of you, I'm sure, will watch it. But, and I also want to say, before I get any farther into this, forgot to say this at the beginning, I have not been paid by Skyline, Gold Star, or Graders, who I'm wearing a t-shirt from. I thought it would be funny to wear my Graders t-shirt. I have not been paid by any of these people. Their views don't represent mine. Mine don't represent theirs. This is clear. This is just me having a good time and making a podcast episode. So, So to describe it for my listeners, I just got two little boxes with two little tiny hot dogs with chili draped on them in a bun, in regular white buns with cheese, a whole lot of cheese covering that. So what I'm going to do first here is I'm going to go over to the left here and scoop out a little tiny bit of the chili sauce and take a taste. And now I don't, the taste to me from the Skyline chili, you don't immediately taste the spice. It kind of comes in as an aftertaste. And I'm going to be curious to see now if it tastes that way from the Gold Star. But you can obviously taste the ground beef and the tomato. But there's sort of an aftertaste that you can taste sort of, like the, a little bit of the, definitely the cinnamon and, you know, some of the, what is the other ingredient I'm thinking of here? People are going to laugh at me watching this video. But you can also taste sort of the allspice or whatever, the Cumin, that's what I was saying. You can also slightly taste the cumin. And that kind of lingers more in the back of your throat as it goes down. So now we're going to get a little bit of the Gold Star chili taste in here. So I get a little fish a little out. And you know, it's a very, very similar taste. Let me wash it down with a little more water and try again. But it's a very similar taste, except I don't actually taste the afterburn down my throat as much. It's got less of a kick to it. And that may be why Gold Star offers habanero cheese, at least they used to. I think they still do. You can order habanero cheese on this stuff. And, but yeah, as I'm tasting it, it doesn't, it's essentially the same first taste for both of them, but Skylines has a little bit of that extra kick as it goes down that I just don't taste out of the Gold Star. So now I'm going to take a couple of bites from each of the conies and see if I can get any more, distinct taste. So now I got the Skyline Coney in my hand here. You can really taste I think they buttered the inside of this bun. You can really taste that. And honestly, with the amount of flavor in this Skyline chili, I don't see why you would want to put mustard and onions on top of it. I mean, I guess you would, you know, if that's just how you eat a hot dog. But, like, to me, it's got plenty of flavor. It doesn't need any more flavor added to it. Man, I really drowned this bun in butter. I mean, you can taste the butter. I think you can even see some of it down there in the bottom of the container. I think that's some of it right there. Hold it up to the camera. There's just a little tiny pool under there for you all listening. So that's kind of unexpected. I didn't really, you know, I typically order it with French fries. So I'm a little stunned at how much butter's in there. I mean, it tastes good, but this is definitely not a low-calorie meal. I'm also going to throw in a third layer of irony with this video I'm filming. I'm actually in Lexington, Kentucky, and now there's recently both here. There only used to be Gold Star. So, I'm actually not filming this in Cincinnati. So, anyway. Yeah, and, you know, I didn't taste that kick right off the bat, but now as I'm slowly finishing this, I can finally start to taste it now it's overpowered a bit of the butter. Very good. I mean, I could probably throw back about 5 or 6 of those if I was really hungry. Now we're trying to drink some water here, clear the palate, and we'll finish off the Gold Star one. So here we go. We're going to try the Gold Star one. They did not put as much butter on the hot dog bun. Tastes a bit drier, which could be good or bad. It's really your preference. As it goes down, I will say I think I'm starting to taste a bit. I'm trying to get more of the chili in here. I taste a little less volume to Gold Stars than the Skyline one. Not a lot, but just a tiny noticeable less volume. The Gold Star, the Skyline one has a tiny bit more meat in it, I think. So I'm trying to look here and compare. It is kind of interesting. You would think they have the same exact packaging, mind you. One's just got the Skyline logo printed on it. And the other one's got the Gold Star logo printed on it. But it seems like these buns are slightly different. I don't know if I got the odd one out. Because this other one looks more similar to Skyline bun. But it looks like the Skyline one, they did a little butter and toasted it maybe slightly or something. They did something to it that makes it seem a bit more substantial than the Gold Star one. Like I said, this Gold Star one tastes a tiny bit more watery. But it's not bad. I'm used to this variety of food, you know. Now, if you were eating this for the first time and you never had this stuff, I don't know what you would think. You'd probably think it was kind of weird. Most of my friends think it's totally weird who have not grown up around this. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and cut the video off here and eat the last two. Yeah, so basically, tasting them side by side, it's apparent to me that within the actual chili, Skyline's has a little bit more depth to it and a little bit more kick to it. But I can see why other people who may not want as much kick to it would get the Gold Star, but it is bizarre then that they compensated for that by, I know the fact they have on their menu, you can get habanero cheese on their stuff. So, you know, I guess to each their own. I probably still am going to order the Skyline because I like that crisp, the way the aftertaste comes in. And again, they did a really good job with this bun. You know, I mean, granted, it's going to make me fat, but it's, maybe I'll hold up here. You can look at the two, and there's nothing wrong with this one from Gold Star, but this one's just much more, it's prettier, it's much more crisp, and it's got that butter on there. So, anyway, that's it today, guys. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and thanks to Alex Cole for the idea, and I don't know where you can get Cincinnati chili other than around the Cincinnati metropolitan region, but I think you can order some if you want to try it in a can. You can order it off the internet. But yeah, it's awesome. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Check out the Know Your Place podcast on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/knowyourplacepodcast, all one word, or on Facebook at facebook.com/knowyourplacepodcast, all one word. And we will be coming soon to YouTube and iTunes, and maybe another social media platform near you. Special thanks to my wife, Sarah, and Jay Graff for the riff.